Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to the Messy Masterpiece Podcast with your hosts, Chad and Tori. Happy Friday.
Friday.
What a special day it is. Just because it's the day the Lord has given us, every day is special, y'all.
Amen.
But also, Friday's kind of cool.
Yeah, we love Fridays.
You ready to hop into today's devotional?
Yes, you guys. Let's do it. Today, we're reading out of Haggai 1, verse 3 through 5, and it's titled, Refocus Your Devotion. It says, then the Lord sent this message through the prophet Haggai. Why are you living in luxurious houses while my house lies in ruins? This is what the Lord of Heaven's armies says. Look at what's happening to you. The love letter from God says, beloved child, I am the King of all kings and the Lord of all lords. I know this world offers you many luxuries and possessions, and that is not all bad. However, when they become more important than me, you will feel empty inside and live as if you have no purpose. Think through what you do and why you are doing it. Ask yourself if you are seeking my kingdom first, because if you choose me above all, you will live a life worth living and leave a legacy that will live on long after you've gone. It's important to me that you remember your citizenship is in heaven, not here. You are my ambassador and an extension of my love. Don't connect your heart to this world, but connect your entire life to me for eternity. Love, your Heavenly Father. The reflection says, there are times in our lives when we must take a hard look at how we are living and how our actions need to be redirected by God's word. If you feel as though your lifestyle is leading you away from God, spend time in the word and in prayer so you can go back to a place of purpose and peace through the power of the living God. The Treasure of Truth says, seeking God is the best way to find the right direction.
Yeah, I really enjoyed this devotional because I feel like there's a few different paths we can take when it comes to the way we navigate our devotion to God. For example, it's like what we mentioned last week in last week's devotionals a lot, where we kind of said, the more satisfied you are in God, the less you're going to desire the world to satisfy you.
Right.
And so the more that we pursue God, we start to desire him more.
Right.
And the less we desire the world to fill us up in those luxurious items or whatever it may be, prestige and all that. Or the second option is we can use our devotion to God in order to be blessed. We can pursue blessings through our devotion to God. And a third thing is we can just be upset with God whenever he doesn't deliver on what we're expecting from him. And so those last two kind of point towards us using God to satisfy our needs,
right,
versus us looking to God to satisfy our needs.
Right.
You see what I said there?
Yeah. Like a manipulation tactic.
Yeah.
Yeah,
exactly.
And we can't manipulate God. We actually talked about that. We do a Bible study with our patrons once a month, and we were talking about how even in our prayer life, we have to be careful of what posture our heart is when we're praying, because I think it is very easy to try to manipulate our prayers to like force God into our will or our timing versus completely surrendering and coming to him with a heart of thanksgiving, knowing that his will and his purposes for us are so much better. But that's something that we have to constantly be aware of and pray against. And I think that's, you know, what you're just kind of talking about is the more we devote ourselves to Christ and ask him to renew our minds and align our will with his, the more eternity driven we can be. And the more, yeah, like when our will aligns with him, then obviously our desires are going to be more kingdom focused than if we allow our selfish desires to kind of take root and take charge.
Yeah. And I think it's really important for us to acknowledge that the less satisfied we are with God and what he's doing inside of our life, the more we're going to desire things in the world to fill us up. And so we have to remember that we as humans are going to desire fulfillment. We're going to desire for that hole in our heart to be filled in one way, shape, or form. And we can choose to, you know, put the correct key in it, which is God, mm-hmm. or we can try every other key that the world offers and it'll never work.
Yeah.
But it seems like there's a million new keys being made every day for us to try out.
Yeah, that's so good. And it's why we have to be so proactive in our prayer life so that we can have this spiritual discernment to know, to not take those keys and try to try them out, but we actually go to the real source that works every time.
Amen. Speaking of prayer and the real source, do you want me to pray on out, baby?
Sure.
Oh, Lord, help us to refocus our devotion onto you, God. Help us to spend more time with you. Help us to not think that doing things in the world is more important than spending time with you, God. Help us to be reminded of how special it is that we get to have a relationship with you, God. Help us to not let our prayers become manipulation tactics to get what we want, God. Help us to make you what we want, God. Please turn our hearts towards that. Help us to desire more of you, God, and help us to see the truth of what the world offers, which is stuff that'll just moth and rust and it'll never fully satisfy us, God. Help us to see the truth in those and to turn away and to stop trying new things to get what we want, God, but to put all of our hope and trust in you to satisfy our desires and to provide what we need, God. Help us to trust in you for that, Lord. Tori and I are going to open up the floor for our audience to continue in prayer, and we're going to be praying in agreement with them. So cover me in the blood and heal my open wounds. I'm desperate for your limitless love. So cover me. And heal my open wounds. I'm desperate for your limitless love. Love so abounding. Love so pure. Love so abounding. We will endure. Amen, God.
Amen, God.
Amen, y'all. Thanks for tuning in on this special Friday. And we'll be talking to you in a long form episode tomorrow.
Can't wait. We'll talk to y'all tomorrow.
Adios.